The vow. Nobody wanted to sleep that night. They sat over the fire, cooking the fish until it spat and sizzled. Fred explained to Leela and Con about the canopy and the man working every day to protect the great green secret at the heart of the jungle.
We could do something, said Con, to prove it to him that we won't tell.
Do you think he doesn't believe us? Asked Leela. Baka lay snoring in her lap, with Max curled up on her foot, his eyes closed.
It's not that exactly, but I think he's not the easily believing kind, said Con.
I like that idea, said Fred.
What would we do?
We could swear, said Leela. We could make a blood vow, like they do in books.
I want something more permanent than that, said Con.
She looked up at the roof, through which the stars shone, silver woven through green.
I want something bigger, something that will make all this last forever.
I know. Leela sat up straighter, jerking back her awake.
We could make a mark too, like a tattoo.
We don't have any ink, said Fred.
But the explorer does, said Con.
I saw it when I was collecting wood, he said. He keeps his most precious things he doesn't want stolen under his hammock while he sleeps.
There was a pause. Then Fred said,
if he doesn't want them stolen, I don't know if I'd want to try stealing them. He sleeps with a knife.
Excitement seemed to have made Con bold.
I'll do it.
Even Baka looked surprised.
Con, said Leela, are you crazy?
But she was already up and running across the square on her tiptoes, half bent over and muttering warnings to herself as she went.
Fred and Leela exchanged startled glances. Con returned 5 minutes later, bearing the ink aloft.
I did it, she said.
You stole it, asked Leela, her voice full of admiration.
Yes, said Con, flushed with a victory in the light of the fire.
Then, sort of.
Sort of, said Fred.
He was sort of awake. He sort of said we could borrow it. He said it's precious, and if we spill it, he'll put snakes in my hair. But I wouldn't have stolen it if I'd have to.
Fred grinned.
What shall we do? What shall we tattoo then?
We could write, I swear, said Leela.
Too complicated. It would give us too many chances to go wrong, said Con.
Or an X, said Fred. Like the one on the map.
I like that, said Leela.
Con nodded. She sharpened the tip of the penknife with a flint, and Leela burnt the tip in the flames of the fire to sterilise it.
Who wants to go first? Leela asked.
There was a silence. A silence sharpened by the knife in Leela's hand.
I'll do it, said Fred.
He tried not to let his hand shake. It was harder than he expected to cut his own skin. He dug down, wincing sharply, and cut a thin line into the base of his thumb where it met his palm.
Does it hurt? Asked Con anxiously.
A bit, said Fred, his voice coming out tight, but not compared to everything else. He added a second line and dabbed away the blood.
How do you think they put in the ink?
I think they just drip it on, said Leela.
The ink stung, and Fred bit his teeth together, but Con and Leela were both tactfully looking away.
There, he said. He'd held it up to the firelight, a small X marked in ink and blood.
Leela went next. She winced when the ink was added, but said nothing.
Con took longer over hers, making sure the lines of the X were perfectly straight.
If it's going to be forever, she said, as she rubbed the ink, I don't want it to be wonky.
Max suddenly jerked upright.
I want one, he said.
Max, I thought you were asleep, said Leela.
I was pretending.
Shh, Maxie, go to sleep.
I want one too. I want to do the secret swear.
No, said Leela, absolutely not. It hurts and you'll cry, and the explorer will wake up. And anyway, Mama and Papa would kill me.
I won't cry.
You would, said Con.
But it's my secret too, said Max. If you want me to keep it a secret, you'll have to let me.
The others looked at each other. Leela sighed.
Max did cry, but he tried very hard not to.
Leela took the knife and Max screwed up his eyes and bit his lips together and drummed his feet on the ground. And through the tears trickling down his face, Leela added the ink to his hand. He didn't yell.
Shall we swear? Said Con.
What shall we say?
You do it, Fred, said Leela. You're oldest.
Fred grinned, half embarrassed.
We swear, he began.
Just a second. Con threw an armful of kindling on the fire and it roared upwards towards the sky.
Okay, go.
We swear to keep this place a secret, said Fred.
Until it's safe to tell the world about it, or until we die, whichever comes first.
I swear, said Con solemnly.
Then, though statistically, we're more likely to die before we get a chance to tell anyone, you know.
But she was smiling.
I swear, said Leela. Always.
Swear, echoed Max. It's my city.
He looked proudly down at his ex.
Nobody gets to share it with us.
Con looked at Leela and Leela looked at Fred. Then the three of them grinned at each other over Max's head.